This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. Restaurants and bars have closed due to the coronavirus, and people throughout the Kansas City metro are under orders to stay at home. As KCUR's Julie Denichet reports, that means musicians are trying other ways to reach their fans.
Last Friday night, a band was setting up at Record Bar in downtown Kansas City, but no one was there to listen.
We're shut down for a foreseeable future. At least 2 weeks, could be a month, could be 2 months, who knows.
That's Record Bar's co-owner, Steve Tulipana. Just a few hours earlier, he'd had to let his entire staff go. Now he's walking on stage to introduce the band, Various Blonde.
I know it's kind of weird for everybody right now, and I think everybody's doing the right thing by staying home.
The concert is being recorded in a live stream and shared on Facebook for an audience watching on their phones and computers. Paul Malinowski is one of the audio engineers at Record Bar.
Well, it was the same thing I do a lot of days, except completely opposite of what I do. You know, we set up a show, people come, and that was not what happened at all. We were putting it together for people to watch on their phones and their computers.
Various Blonde had planned a CD release party, but it was canceled. Lead singer Joshua Allen plays guitar and keyboards. He says in times like these, it's important to reach out to friends.
Don't be afraid to still, you know, reach out to people, you know, just because you can't go and, like, talk to them. You can still message your friends on Facebook and, you know, check and see how your friends are processing it, too, because those moments where you're having trouble processing it, your friends are probably also having those moments and would probably love for somebody to, you know, ask them how they're doing.
Tulipana says being back in the club and listening to music lifted his spirits.
You know what really sucks about doing this and how awesome it turned out is that, you know, I mean, there's only like seven of us here, but all I want to do is hug everybody. But we'll get there, right? Lots of hugs coming. Lots of hugs coming.
On the other end of the musical spectrum is the quartet Opus 76. Just before the lockdown in Kansas City was announced, the group met to perform Holy Song of Thanksgiving by Ludwig von Beethoven. Beethoven composed it after recovering from a near-fatal illness. Violinist Keith Stanfield says it's very emotional to play and listen to right now.
With this pandemic, we are set up to keep on performing and keep on working because we started as an online group, but really our first thoughts are with those who are most vulnerable in our society. From our fans to our colleagues, and we're trying to do everything we can to help them out first.
Each Wednesday, the group donates a performance on Facebook to raise money for a different area nonprofit. Cellist Sasha Groschung says she's been thinking about the big questions lately.
You're grappling with these universal issues of, do I matter? What am I here to do? What comes after us? And I think during times of crisis, we're much more aware of those larger questions.
Like many musicians around town, the quartet is trying to figure out how to keep getting paid. They launched a digital subscription service. It's for people who would normally go to concerts, but can't.
The more that we're stuck in our houses and kind of cooped up, I think the more we're gonna be able to really appreciate connecting in any way we can. In a lot of ways, there's a lot of beauty in this because since we are denied being together is so much more special. And I think music can play such a beautiful part of that.
And until audiences can be together in person, musicians will keep playing to their screens. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denichet.
You'll find more information about some of Kansas City's online concerts at kcur.org.